This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday marked 10 years since the United States Supreme Court ruled in Lawrence versus Texas, a ruling that essentially struck down gender-based sodomy laws across the country, making same-sex sexual activity legal in all states and U.S. territories. On the anniversary of that ruling, the High Court again delivered a historic ruling, marking what many think is a big step along a road to marriage equality. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this report.
Ralliers spread around the corners of Dixon Street and College Avenue yesterday afternoon. The mood was one of celebration among the gathered crowd after the Supreme Court issued two rulings yesterday morning regarding same-sex marriage. One of those rulings was the overturn of part of the Defense of Marriage Act, and the other was a refusal to rule on California's Proposition 8, which barred same-sex couples from marrying in that state since it was passed in 2008. The High Court instead returned the case to the Court of Prior Jurisdiction, effectively upholding the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that the law was unconstitutional. Many of the people gathered at the rally are those who would be directly impacted by the rulings on legality of same-sex marriage, members of the area's LGBT community. Kathy Benton was one of the people in attendance at yesterday's rally.
I have been an openly out lesbian for over 30 years in the state of Arkansas. So I'm out here celebrating something that I never thought would happen in my lifetime, that this Defense of Marriage Act has been struck down. And so it gives us all hope that there will be equal marriage for everyone in this country soon.
Georgia Lance, another rally goer, was similarly pleased by the rulings.
I came out to celebrate our victory with the Supreme Court today. DOMA was struck down, Prop 8 was sent back, which essentially does it in.
Norm Hadley is one of the directors of the board of NWA Pride, the group that organizes the area's annual Pride March. He says that yesterday's rulings are the first step on the road to marriage equality for same-sex couples.
This Supreme Court decision is, you know, the culmination of years of discrimination that the federal government, you know, has denied us. You know, it's basically opened the door for us to go back to the states and say, hey, the feds don't discriminate, why are the states?
James Rector, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality, the organizers of the rally, says that while the rulings brought on a range of emotions for him and the rest of those involved in the LGBT community, much work remains to be done for there to be true marriage equality in the country.
Especially with DOMA, it grants the opportunity for those individuals who are or recognized in the states where they are married to have the benefits given to them. But that's kind of like groundbreaking in that sense, but that doesn't afford that marriage is not equal to everybody still in this country.
But Jeremy Wisenhunt, another rallier, member, and former board member for the Center of Equality, says that the court's decision isn't as simple as striking down the whole of DOMA.
What I think a lot of people don't realize is that it was only Section 3 of DOMA that was ruled unconstitutional today, and there are still a Section 2 which prohibits, or doesn't prohibit, but it says that states that don't have marriage equality don't have to recognize marriages from states that do. So that's, I think, maybe the next step is there are probably going to be some legal challenges from people who are legally married in one state, move to a state with no marriage equality, and then sue to have their rights.
In addition to Section 2 of DOMA still being in effect, there are other difficulties associated with the section that was struck down, which allows federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. Holly Dixon is the legal director for the ACLU of Arkansas. She says that striking down DOMA and effectively upholding the lower court's decision on Proposition 8 won't have any net effect on Arkansas same-sex marriage laws for now. But though the rulings do mean that once a couple is married, that the federal government will recognize that marriage for federal purposes, the actual outcome is more complicated than that.
Though the federal government will now recognize marriage equally for all couples for federal benefits, for some benefits, whether or not you are married is determined by the state in which you were married, the state of celebration, it's commonly referred to. For other federal benefits, the government looks to the state where you live to decide are you or are you not married.
So what exactly does that mean for Arkansas couples?
The federal government is going to look to the law of the state to determine whether someone is or is not married. And because we have a difference in the way the government looks at that. For some cases, state of celebration. For other benefits, it's state of residency. It's going to create a patchwork.
To unify that patchwork, Dixon says that the first step is for government officials to clear up conflicting requirements for recognizing same-sex marriage. And the ball is already rolling. According to a release by the Human Rights Council, just hours after the Supreme Court rulings dropped, members of both houses of Congress reintroduced the Respect for Marriage Act, a measure that would fully remove DOMA from the U.S. Code and clear up conflicting federal rules on how different agencies consider the legitimacy of same-sex marriage. Though the measure has the support of 160 co-sponsors in the House and 40 co-sponsors in the Senate, none of Arkansas's congressional contingent are among the proponents of the measure. Senator Mark Pryor supported the Defense of Marriage Act and says the High Court's ruling still recognizes that marriage contracts should be left up to individual states.
Arkansas has made the determination that marriage is between a man and a woman. I support and respect the state's decision, and my personal belief that marriage is between a man and a woman has not changed.
Pryor, a Democrat, says he does not know whether efforts to promote marriage equality in other states will change Arkansas law. In 2004, 75% of Arkansas voters approved Constitutional Amendment 3 that makes it unconstitutional for the state to recognize or perform same-sex marriages or civil unions. Senator John Bozeman says he was disappointed in the Supreme Court's ruling.
I support the Defense of Marriage Act. We certainly don't want to discriminate against anyone, and yet the reality is that for centuries the definition of marriage has been between a man and a woman. And I think that as far as society is concerned, that seems to be the best approach in regard to families and things like that.
But according to a Gallup poll conducted earlier this year, 53% of Americans surveyed reported that they believe that same-sex marriages should be given the same legal recognition as are given traditional marriages. And with yesterday's rulings leaving the decision of whether to allow same-sex marriages up to the state's discretion, James Rector says that much remains to be done to convince Arkansas lawmakers to allow marriage between same-sex couples and traditional couples alike.
See, in the South, it's really hard, because most of the southern states are probably lower in the rankings and the polls of actually passing marriage equality. So I'm not saying that it can't happen, but it's going to take time, it's going to take education, it's going to take energy from the center and other groups like this in the state to kind of realize that.
Back at the rally, Georgia Lance says that moving forward and pushing for what she believes is right is something to which she and other members of the LGBT community are accustomed.
I mean, we just have to keep this in the forefront of people's minds, because marriage equality is a civil right. You got to have a license from the state to get married. That makes it a civil right. I marched in the 60s for civil rights for black people. I'm here today for civil rights for people like me.
But just because moving toward change in perceptions and laws is commonplace doesn't mean that members of the movement aren't ready for a day when they don't have to call out opponents or rally for what they believe is right. Stephanie Shaw was another of the ralliers yesterday.
I think that I will be happy when it's not something we have to fight for anymore, when everybody just gets treated the same.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.